Well, it's good to be amongst friends once again. I see many faces I knew from the past. And many new faces. Since you saw me last, I took a long hike.
自从我上一次来你们这里讲到到现在，其中我曾经有一次很长的一个徒步旅行。
I became the chaplain of the Appalachian Trail.
我成为在美国东部有一个山叫做帕拉基山，上面有一个小径的上面小径上的牧师。
You'll learn a lot more about that during the Sunday school hour, where I will show pictures of the trip.
但是今天在我们主会后主日学的时间，那个一个钟头时间，我会跟你们分享在那个小径上的经历和很多的照片。
The Appalachian Trail is 2,186 miles long.
这个阿巴拉基山的小径，从头走到尾是2186英里，比这里到加州还远。
That would be about 5 million steps.
如果要走完的话，需要有500万步。
I learned that there are many parallels to that walk and the Christian walk.
走那条小径其实是跟我们在平常的生活里面走人生的道路有很多很相似的地方。
Walking is the dominant metaphor in Scripture to understand the Christian life.
在我们的圣经里面有很多地方提到怎么样行走来描述我们这个信徒的生活。
The very first mention of walking in the Bible is none other than God walking.
圣经里面第一次形容在行走的这个路上，其实是讲到神在水面上行走。
Adam and Eve heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the cool of the day in the garden.
亚当夏娃在伊甸园里面一个天起了凉风的一天，听到神在那里行走。
And clear in the book of Revelation, once again we see that those who honor God shall walk with me in white. The Bible says.
在圣经最后的启示录里面也讲到，那些义人要与神一同的走义路，光明的道路。
This morning, in the book of Ephesians alone, we're going to look at 7 times where the word walk is used.
今天我们在以弗所书里面一共有7处的地方，我们会看到讲到基督徒信徒日常生活就是应该怎么样行走。
And this is just one sample to help us understand that walking is the way the Christian life is described.
所以这是其中的一个例子啊，教导我们做信徒应该怎么样在生活里面走我们应当走的路。
Our first mention is in the scripture that we read, Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 and 2.
第一处提到的以弗所书里面是在第二章的一到二节。
And you were dead in your trespasses and sins.
这里说到你们死在过犯罪恶之中。
In which you once walked.
你们曾经在过犯罪恶和过犯之中行走。
Following the course of this world and the prince of the power of the air.
你们的行事为人是随从今世的风俗，随从空中的掌权者。
To be dead means to be cut off.
死是被切断了。
To be separated.
与某一个事情分开了。
All of us, before we come to Christ, were walking cut off from God on the wrong path, following the wrong person, Satan.
我们所有的人都曾经在我们蒙恩得救之前走在这样与神隔绝一个错误的道路当中。
It's very important that we're walking on the right path and following the right person, Jesus Christ.
所以我们非常重要的一件事是我们需要跟着一个我们的主耶稣基督走在一条正确的道路上。
That passage goes on and states that we were without hope in this world.
这段经文继续讲，我们在这个世界上原来没有任何的指望。
But then we see this phrase, "But God."
但是却讲到神却怎么样怎么样。
By His grace, God intervened to get us off that path and rescue us.
照着神丰富的恩典和怜悯。把我们从这个死亡里面拯救出来
，and gave us a new power to walk on the right path，
而且给我们一个能力，能够走在一条新的正确的道路上
，made us new people，
我们成为新造的人
，and in verse 10 it says， for we are His workmanship，
所以第十节那里说我们原是他的工作
，the word workmanship it means His art piece。
表示我们是神所创造的一个美丽的物品，一个艺术品。
His musical piece，
或者他的一个我们是一他所写的乐章。
His poem，
他的诗篇。
That each of us now have a whole new life to live to honor Him。
所以，我们每一个人信主的每一个人都有一个新的生活，我们可以。活出来，来荣耀我们的神。
We were created in Christ Jesus for good works.
所以我们是在耶稣基督里面造成的，要我们行善。
That God prepared in advance for us to walk in.
就是神在很早以前已经预备了，要我们所行的。
There we see that new word, that word walk once again.
所以在第十节里面，我们又看到这一个所行的、行走的这个字。
When during the Sunday school hour, I'll show you a picture of a particular person named Samson.
在今天主日学的时间，我会告诉你一个人，他的名字叫做参孙。
Samson is a new creation.
他是在主里一个新造的人。
On the trail, no one has your real name.
在这个小径上徒步旅行的时候，没有人用自己真实的姓名。
My name on the trail is Hoosier.
我的名字在这个小径上代表我的匿名，是叫做Hoosier.
Indiana Hoosiers.
Indiana 的这个匿名。
When I started to walk with Samson, he's 6'3". I said, "Did you get your name Samson because you're big?"
我刚当时跟参孙一起碰面的时候，我说他是一个个子很高大的人。我说你是取名叫参孙，是不是因为你的体型这么高大呢
？Or perhaps because he has real long hair?
或者也许他是有很长的头发，跟圣经里面的参孙一样。
And he said, "No, I wish that were true."
不是的，我却渴望我能够好像参孙那样有能力。
He said, "I took the name Samson because there was a Delilah in my life."
我取了参孙的名字，因为在我生命里面也出现过一个大利拉。
And she ruined my life.
她破坏了我的生命。
But it brought me to Jesus, so I'm glad that it happened.
但是却因为这样让我认识了耶稣，所以我很珍惜那一段虽然不是很好的经历。
Not everyone has that drastic of a come to Jesus story.
也许不是每一个人都好像有这样很神奇的一个故事领导我们认识主。
But everyone here should have the story that I used to walk one way.
但是每一个人都有这样的经验，我们曾经是过某一种的生活。
But now I walk a new life following Jesus.
但是今天因为我信主了，而有一个新的生活。
And we're very grateful for this amazing grace.
我们对这个神这样的恩典非常的感恩。
Therefore, in chapter 4, verse 1, we find the word walk once again.
所以在第四章，以弗所书第四章第一节，我们又看到这个行走这个字。
Paul says, I therefore, as a prisoner of the Lord,
保罗说，我为主，为主被囚的。
I urge you to walk worthy of this calling.
我被囚的劝你们，蒙召行事为人，就当与蒙召的恩相称。
For which you have been called.
就是我们蒙召的。
We are, the word worthy means equal weight.
这个相称名，意思就是吻合，互相符合。
We claim that this is who we are. We're a new creation in Christ.
我们一方面称我们自己是一个新造的人，有新的生命。
Therefore, our daily walk should weigh the same. We should walk as Jesus walked.
但是，所以在另一方面，我们日常的行事为人就应该与我们所称为我们新造的人相吻合。
Our daily life should reflect our new life.
我们日常的一举一动应当表示我们这个新的生命。
It's a high calling to walk as Jesus walked.
这是一个很大的呼召，要我们像耶稣一样，效法耶稣一样的行走。
But we strive to do so for this amazing grace that he has given to us.
所以我们每天都勉励自己去努力的行出来，好像这个神给我们恩典所召我们所行的一样。
We should not walk on the old path in the same way that we used to before we became a new creation.
我们不应该再继续的在我们老样子，照着老样子行走。
And therefore, our next word walk is found in chapter 4, verse 17.
所以下一节我们讲，碰到这个行走的是在四章的十七节。
Now this I say and I testify in the Lord.
所以我说，且在主里确实的说
，that you must no longer walk as Gentiles do.
你们行事不要再像外邦人
，in the futility of their minds.
存虚妄的心。
It's futile. It's crazy to think that I can go back and walk my old life and be a new creation.
如果你身为基督徒，却以为我们可以照着老样子行走的话，这样的心态是一个虚妄的心态。
On the Appalachian Trail, if you complete the entire trail, you are called a through hiker.
在这个阿巴拉基山上，如果你走这个小径，从头走到尾。在一年之内从头走到尾的话，你是有一个尊称，就是你走过全程。
In each year, around 2,000 people from around the world get on the trail and try to hike it and earn that title, through hiker. I did the entire thing.
每一年从全世界各地都差不多有2000人来尝试，走这一条小径，从头走到尾。而拿到这一个尊称。
And only about 1 out of 5 earn that title.
但是只有五分之一的人可以完成这一个重大的任务。
They were faithful to the Appalachian Trail.
他们照着这个小径上的指标忠心的走。
They stayed on that trail.
他们只走在这一条小径上。
Every mile.
每一里都走在这个小径上。
Every step on the Appalachian Trail.
每一步都走在这个小径上。
Now there are some people that are called yellow blazers.
但是也有一些其他的步行的人是照着这个指标阿巴拉基山的指标，在这个小径上有很多分叉的地方。但是指标如果你要走在这个指标上，你是白的指标，但是有很多黄的指标是往。把你带到其他的小径上去。
White blazes on trees and rocks means you're on the Appalachian Trail.
在你如果你看到指标是白色的话，表示你走在阿布拉基山的小径上。
But some people, when you cross a road, they look at a map and they say, I can walk up the road or hitchhike up the road and skip this hard part.
但是有些人看到照着地图走的时候，他说，也许我可以投机取巧一下，我可以走直往前走，或者是去搭顺风车绕过这一段比较难走的地。
And then at the end, claim that I'm a through hiker.
然后到了最后也宣称我们自己是从头走到尾的一个人。
Yeah, no yellow blazing allowed.
不可以搭顺风车，不可以投机取巧。
You walk worthy of being a through hiker.
你要每一步都经过这个小径，你才是一个真正的从头走到尾的人。
On the Christian walk, we don't go back and yellow blaze.
我们回头看我们自己的基督徒生活，我们不要搭顺风车，不要走捷径。
When we come to a difficult mountain, we don't say, I'm going to skip that part of the Christian life.
当我们遇见一个很困难的一座山的时候，挡住我们的路的时候，我们不要说我们临阵退缩，不再走这一个路。
The Appalachian Trail is not easy.
这个小径不容易走。
The terrain is very difficult.
这个山路非常的崎岖。
Same with the Christian life.
基督徒生活是一样。
You don't skip the hard parts.
我们不绕道行走短容易的路。
No shortcuts.
不绕道行走。
One time around a campfire, a girl from the south with a southern accent.
有一次我们在一个萤火的区里面休息的时候，我们碰到一个从南部美国南部来的一个女孩子，她有南方的口音。
She said to some other hikers, "This has been rat good train."
她说其他的对其他的有一些的行走的人，这条路也许是蛮容易的。
And they said, "What?"
有些人听不懂她南方口音，说她你讲什么
？She said, "This has been rat good train."
是这样讲。
They figured out she was saying, "This has been right good terrain."
其实他所讲的意思是，说这一条是一条正的，而且是容易的小径。
It was a fairly easy part of Virginia.
就是他们经过在维吉尼亚州有一段比较容易走的这条小径。
Perhaps you're in a season of life where you have some rat good train.
也许我们在我们的生活里面现在正遇到的是一帆风顺的时候。
But my guess is many of you are facing some hard mountains to climb.
但是也许我们始终会遇到一些比较难爬的山坡。
Maybe some deep dark valleys.
或者是很幽暗的低谷。
Or perhaps you're going through Pennsylvania.
也许我们会经过宾州那一段路。
Pennsylvania was very difficult for many reasons.
宾州的那一段小径非常的艰难啊，不同的原因。
But one reason was rattlesnakes.
其中一个原因就是有很多的响尾蛇。
At any time, a rattlesnake would come out from between the rocks between your feet.
常常在石头中间钻出一条响尾蛇来
，just like Satan does，
就好像撒旦魔鬼在我们的生命里面一样。
And when that happens, we're tempted to get off the right path.
当有这些危险发生的时候，我们很容易被绕道行走
，to choose our own path.
来寻找我们自己认为比较安全的路
，What seems to be an easier path，
或者是一条好像看起来比较容易的路。
When we do, we're walking like a Gentile person that doesn't know God，
照着人不信主世人的方式来行走。
We're not walking worthy of this calling.
我们不是行走与福音的恩相称的那条路。
Our next time the word walk is used is in chapter 5, verses 1 and 2.
我们下一次看到下一个在以弗所书里面讲到行走是在第五章第一节。
Therefore, as imitators of God and as his beloved children,
所以你们该效法神，好像蒙慈爱的儿女一样。
Walk in love.
要凭爱心行事。
As Christ loved us and gave himself up for us.
正如基督爱我们，为我们舍自己。
A fragrant offering and sacrifice to God.
当作馨香的供物和祭物献与神。
As the chaplain of the trail, no one on the trail knew that I was.
我虽然是身为小径上的牧师，但是没有人知道我的身份。
I was just another hiker.
在他们来说，我只是另外一个与他们共甘苦的小径的走小径的人。
My job description was be Jesus on the trail.
我的工作的责任是在小径上效法耶稣基督。
How do you do that?
怎么做呢？
Well, at night we would all camp close to where there was water.
在晚上我们找一个有比较安全的地方来扎营休息。
But the water was usually down maybe half a mile down the mountain from where you were camping.
或者是在一个有水源的地方来扎营，水源离我们大概可能有半里路这么多。
Nobody wanted to go down to get water.
没有人想下去半里路的地方来取水。
We were very tired.
我们每一个人都非常的疲倦。
So, I would say, I'm going for water.
所以身为牧师，我说我去拿水。
Could I get your water for you?
我是否能帮你取点水呢？
Which meant I needed to haul a bunch of water up.
所以我可能需要取比我自己个人所需要多几倍的水。
Why did I do that?
为什么？
Because that preached a sermon.
因为这样的行动就等于我讲了一篇道。
Someone said it's useless to walk to preach.
有人说，你走路去宣教是荒废时间。
Unless our walking is preaching.
除非你这个以身作则，你以你的生活成为你的奖章。
Getting that water earned me the right to speak with my lips.
取水帮助人，让我有资格、有权利来宣讲耶稣。
Our life should be described as a life of love.
我们的生活，信徒的生活，应该是一个以爱、充满爱、显露爱的生活。
Serving other people.
去帮助照顾其他的人。
Jesus said, when you give a cup of water in my name, you've done so to me.
耶稣说，你把一杯水给冰水给一个小子，就等于坐在我身上。
Our next time that the word walk is found in Ephesians is chapter 5, verses 8 and 9.
我们下一处在以弗所书讲到行走的比喻是在五章第八到第九节。
At one time you were darkness.
从前你们是暗昧的。
But now you are light in the Lord.
但是如今呢，却在主里面却是光明的。
Walk as children of the light.
就应当行事为人像光明之子。
For the fruit of light is found in all that's good, right, and true.
因为光明所结的果子就是一切良善、公义、诚实。
Our lives used to be in the dark.
我们从前都生活在黑暗里面。
We had nothing good, no good fruit to show and share with anyone else.
我们没有良善的果子可以与别人分享。
But now we are children of the light, Jesus.
但是现在我们却是光明的子女。
And as he shines upon us, our lives should shine forth to others.
当耶稣的光显向我们彰显，我们就好像镜子反照一样，把这个光照在我们旁边的人身上。
Like the moon reflecting light, not having its own.
像是月亮本身没有光，却是反射太阳的光一样。
There were many opportunities on the trail to walk as a child of light.
在这个小径上有很多机会让我走、行走、行事为人像光明的子女。
There were a lot of young people on the trail, fresh out of college.
在这条小径上，不单只是年长的人，有很多年轻人刚刚从大学毕业的人。
And about once a week on the trail, you went into a town to get more food.
在这个小径上行走，每个星期大概有一次，你需要，到小径附近的一个小镇上去，购买一些必需品。
And spend the night in a motel and take a shower.
或者是需要去一个站里面去过夜，或者是洗澡，干净一下。
Toward the end of the trip, the younger people had no money.
到了最后一段时间，几个月以后，年轻人大概把他们的经费都用光了。
Here's an opportunity to walk in the light.
那就变成一个我们做行在光明之子的一个机会。
So you say to another hiker, would you want to share my motel room? I won't charge you.
你可以告诉说你没有钱住客栈，过一晚，你可以愿不愿意与我分享我的房间呢？
And would you like to take a shower?
你可以用我房间里面的淋浴来洗澡。
Please take a shower.
请你洗澡。
Then I'll take you out to eat.
然后我请你吃晚餐。
That is huge.
这对这些年轻人来说是一个非常大的一个你对他的善意。
There were a couple of hikers that would not have made it if I hadn't helped them out in this way.
我记得其中有一两个走路的人，也许他们不能够完成，如果我不去帮助他们的话，用这样的方法帮助他们的话，他们可能不能够完成他们的这个走这条小径。
And there were people who did things like that for me.
但是也有其他的人用同样的方法来帮助我。
During the Sunday school hour, we'll talk about trail angels and trail magic.
在今天的主日学，我们会讲到小径上有一些好像天使一样的，有一些好像奇迹一样的人在做那种的事情。
In the mountains, there were people that lived close to the trail, and they would bring food and put it on the trail.
在这些山区里面，有些人的住宅离这个小径很近的时候，他会花一些的金钱买一些的食物放在这个小径上让我们享用。
They would hike many miles into the trail and put food on the trail.
但他们也需要经过好几里路的跋涉，才能够把这些食物供给品放在这个小径上。
One time in Vermont, I was so tired.
有一次在Vermont
New England,
right? I forgot the Chinese name for Vermont.
It means the Green Mountains.
在一个Vermont 那个州的地方。
And I was crossing a stream.
我是经过一条小河。
And hanging from a tree was a mesh bag.
在看到在树上挂着一个袋子。
And the bag was clear full of Coca-Cola.
袋子里面装满了可口可乐。
Pulled in the stream.
这个哦，在有一个树枝 上面装了个袋子，袋子浸在水里面，变成很清凉的可口可乐。
I looked at the sky and I said, "There is a God."
我看了这个袋子，感叹的说，真是有神存在。
One time up in Maine,
有一次在缅因州
，there was a little cooler by the side of the trail.
这个在小径的旁边有人放了一个小的保暖箱保冰箱。
And I opened it up, and it looked like tea bags.
我打开以后，里面好像装了一些茶包。
And it looked like tea bags. And I thought, I don't drink tea. I like coffee.
我说我不喝茶，我喜欢喝咖啡。
So I didn't take any.
所以我没有用它。
That night I was with some young hikers spending the night.
那天晚上我与一些年轻的这个徒步旅行的人。
And I said, "Did you guys see that that trail magic the tea?"
所以你们有没有看到那个小径的供应地方那些茶包呢？
They said, "Who's it? That's not tea. It was marijuana."
他说那不是茶叶茶包，那是这个大麻。
Not the best trail magic.
不是最好的这个供应品。
God gives us many ways to be light in this world to other people.
神给我们很多成为光明子女的这个机会。
And we should be trail angels giving trail magic.
但是我们也需要成为小径上的天使，跟做一些小径上的善良的事情。
And now we've come to our last time the word walk is used in the book of Ephesians.
下面我们讲到在以弗所书里面最后一次讲到行走的这个词。
Chapter 5, verses 15 and 16.
五章十五十六节。
Look carefully then how you walk.
你们要谨慎行事。
Not as unwise, but as wise.
不要像愚昧人，当像智慧人。
Making the best use of your time because the days are evil.
要爱惜光阴，因为现今的世代邪恶。
In the King James Version, it says, walk circumspectly.
先定本翻译成为要非常的谨慎的来行走。
Circum means around.
在四方四面八方。
Spectly means looking.
要观察四面八方的这个环境。
Like glasses are called spectacles.
就像我们的眼镜是之所以称为眼镜，是帮助我们看得清楚。
As we walk our Christian life,
当我们行走基督徒的生活的时候，
we need to be looking around very carefully.
我们需要观察我们四面八方的环境。
So that we don't trip and fall.
所以我们不会被不留意被绊倒的事情。
There are many ways to trip and fall in the Christian life.
在基督的生活里面，我们常常不留意就被绊倒。
I told you only about 20% of the people complete the whole trail.
我刚刚提过，只有五分之一的人可以完成从头走到尾。
80% of those with this dream of becoming a thru hiker don't make it.
80% 梦想成为一个从头走到尾的人失败了。
For many reasons.
有很多的原因让他们失败。
Many didn't have any idea what they were getting themselves into.
许多人在走以前不知道这条小径上的危险的地方，没有准备好。
30 miles up from the start of the trail is a road crossing, and it's the first chance a person can get off the trail and go home.
在这个小径一开始之后，要经过30里的地方，才有第一个让你可以离开小径，转头回家的这个机会。
20% of those who wanted to do the whole thing quit the first chance they can.
在这些尝试的每年2000人里面，有30%的人一到了那个地方就放弃了。
And they say, this is not fun.
他们说最主要的原因就是这是一个不好的不容易的差事。
It's cold, it's snowing, it's raining.
有雨有雪啊，有非常的寒冷，三月的时候。
It's muddy.
很多地方是有很多的泥沼，不容易走。
What did they expect?
他们到底期望什么东西呢？在小径上，平坦大道。
Sometimes that happens in the Christian life.
这也常常在我们基督徒生活里面也是一样。
People say, "Don't you want to become a Christian? God loves you. He'll give you a wonderful life."
很多人说传福音的时候说啊，你不想成为一个基督徒吗？神给你一个美好的生命。
And you will have some rat good train.
那你也实在是会经到一些神的恩典，过得很舒服。
But there's a lot of rat rough train.
但是有很多很难、很崎岖的路要你走。
We should tell people this is the right path. It'll take you to the right destination, but there's a lot of difficulty in this correct path.
我们需要告诉人，这是一条正路，让你达到正确的目标，但是其中有很多崎岖、艰难的地方。
Others get off because they fall and get injured badly.
另外有一些人失败的原因是因为他跌倒而受伤。
Every single through hiker fell many times.
每一个从头走到尾的人一定在这路上跌了很多跤。
You cover 14 states.
因为从头到尾经过14个州。
And I believe I have a scar on my body for every state.
我可以告诉你，在我身上有每一个州所遭受的疮疤。
But I got back up and kept going.
但是每一次跌倒，我站起来继续的往前行。
One time I had a huge cut down my leg that needed stitches.
有一次我在我的脚被刮伤了，需要缝几针。
And I was hiking with a gentleman that was a doctor, but he had never told me he was a doctor.
我旁边的这个跟我一起行走的人，他虽然是一个医生，但却他却没有透露他是医生的没告诉我他是医生。
And I said, "Mott, I need to get into town and get stitches."
我告诉他，我需要离开小径去城里去镇里头找医生缝起来。
He said, "No, clean it out and put duct tape on it."
那个医生却说不需要，你只要把它洗干净，用胶布粘起来就可以了。
He said, "You'll have a nasty scar, but you'll be proud of it."
就是也许你会有一个很丑的一个疮疤，但是你会引以为荣。
Because you didn't let the fall stop you.
因为你没有让这个伤让你退却。
By the time we reach the end of our journey of life, we'll have lots of scars.
我们在基督徒生命里走到尽头的时候，你也许也是背着许多的疮疤。
We all stumble in many ways.
我们在很多地方都曾经跌倒过。
But faithful Christians get back up.
但是忠心的信徒跌倒了，站起来。
We ought to walk very carefully.
我们需要非常谨慎的行走。
I started this journey on March 2nd down in Georgia.
我从乔治亚州开始这一个小径是在三月的时候。
In high mountains.
这个开始的地方是在一个很高的山上。
And it was the coldest, snowiest winter on record in that area.
三月今年三月。去年三月却是这个山上最冷下雪最多的这个记录。
Sometimes we were hiking in 3 feet of snow, 0 degrees.
我们曾经经过在华氏零度的天气走的小径上积了3尺深的雪。
And we made it through the winter and got into the spring up in Virginia.
到了维吉尼亚州的时候已经是春天了。
But then there were new challenges.
但是春天来了也带来新的挑战。
Lots of mosquitoes.
很多蚊子。
Lots of rain.
很多的因为是雨季所以下了很多的雨。
And lots of trees and you don't see out.
很厚很深的树林你看 不能够看得很远视野被遮盖。
And you get what's called the Virginia blues.
你会遭受所谓的维吉尼亚州的忧郁症。
People get depressed.
你因为被这个地方盖着没有太阳下雨阴沉沉的引起你的忧郁。
But if you keep going, you get up to Pennsylvania.
但是你继续走的话你就经过维吉尼亚进入宾州。
Then you have rattlesnakes.
但宾州有它的这个响尾蛇。
And then you get up in Vermont.
然后你从宾州经过到 Vermont.
We call it Vermud. The rainiest season in 40 years.
让我们遇到四十年来最坏的雨季。是整个州都是泥巴。
And then the big mountains of New Hampshire.
然后经过那里以后到了New Hampshire, New Hampshire, 就是有很高的最高的山。
And then in September, I was up in Maine.
到了九月就到了缅因州。
And it's cold again.
又开始冷了。
And you're very lonely.
你非常的孤单。
The last 4 days, I was all alone.
我这个行程最后的四天，我独自一个人。
Only 300 and some people spread out over the whole trail.
在整个这个小径上只有300多人分散在不同的区。
And then September 21st, one last mountain.
9月21号，最后一座山。
And there's the sign at the top of the mountain.
在山顶上有一个招牌。
And then I touched the sign.
然后我触摸这个指标。
And it was the end of my journey.
就代表我行程的最后一步。
It was a sense of great accomplishment.
我心里面有一个无限的成就感。
Many hikers, much younger, stronger, smarter than me, had not made it.
许多尝试走这条路的人比我年轻，比我体壮，比我聪明，但是他们失败了。
And I knew it was only the grace of God that got me there.
我知道，从心里面感觉到是神的恩典帮助我完成了这个任务。
It'll only be the grace of God that gets us faithfully to the end of our Christian journey.
也唯有神的恩典可以帮助我们走完我们信徒的路。
To look at the face of Jesus.
在那里我们看着耶稣基督的脸。
And hear him say, well done, thou good and faithful servant.
听他亲口对我们说你又忠心又良善的仆人。
Are you a new creation in Christ?
你是否是在主内耶稣在基督内一个新造的人呢？
Are you on the Jesus trail?
你是否走在耶稣的道路上呢？
Are you following Jesus in your life?
你是否在生活里面跟随基督呢？
If not, I invite you to give your life to Jesus and get on the right trail and walk it faithfully.
如果不是的话，我邀请你把你的生命交给主，来走在这一条正路上。
Amen. Let's pray.
我们一同低头祷告。
Lord Jesus, thank you for the Word of God.
耶稣，我们感谢你给我们赐给我们神的话。
Thank you for this practical illustration of the Christian life being a walk.
感谢你给我们今天一个很实际的例子，来了解什么是过一个基督徒的生活。
May we all walk worthy of this high calling.
让我们每一个人都行事为人与我们所蒙召的恩相称。
We prayed in Jesus' name, Amen.
我们奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. God bless. Thank you.
谢谢。Be careful now.